Hello, Audio Boom. We're still in the Woodman. Now, it's unlikely that any of our followers will visit this place to eat, but we try to make comment wherever we've been food-wise, so we're going to be consistent.
Well, it depends, because, like, someone's house or something.
That no, might be I wouldn't do that. That's harsh.
Yeah. But places where you pay.
Yeah, exactly. So the quest for roast dinner continues.
What? Sorry, just got water on me.
The quest for roast dinner continues, so...
Hang on. That's not completely true, is it? Because you had a nice roast dinner in Worcester.
It was okay. Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't amazing. It was good.
The veg were good.
Best one so far.
Yeah, well, you are.
Got
any more water?
Not just now, thank you. One minute.
Well, I'm doing it now.
I don't want any now, because it'd be overflowing like my cuppeth duffeth.
Duffeth?
So...
That's something they got right, isn't it? They give us a nice big jug. I asked for a jug of iced water with two
glasses. Look at the plus points. Nice cold water. Good stuff.
And they did bring us a jug, because some places you ask for that, and they just bring you two glasses.
She gave us her jugs. So, nice cold water. Good service.
Yep.
Pleasant enough environment.
Friendly ladies.
Yeah.
Serving us.
No.
No.
So the meal, okay.
Why did you go no, randomly?
I said... anything else? Didn't you?
No, I said friendly ladies and you went no.
I thought you said anything else. Okay.
Oh dear. This is an unintentional comedy boo.
So, to be fair to them, I don't think it was all frozen. The potatoes were quite good. The roast potatoes were quite good. The Yorkshire pudding was quite good. The beef was a very odd cut, like it was very slow-cooked brisket.
What's brisket? Because I'm vegetarian and I don't know. Cut of sneezes.
The beef didn't have much texture. Or indeed flavour. But it was discernible as beef.
Discernible as beef?
Yeah. But won't let itself down. The gravy was alright, and the horseradish, but...
Horseradish?
Horse.
You drunk? Horseradish?
I am actually, I'm a bit tipsy after that lager.
Are you really?
I never drink lager. I feel like being a lad, rather. So, the vegetables let themselves down, because they were really... It's like eating a warm salad.
They were quite raw, weren't they?
They were really al dente to the point of being raw.
I mean, I like al dente vegetables, but wow, that was nuts.
Yeah, so massive lumps of cauliflower and broccoli and carrots.
That's what the trouble was, isn't it? They didn't cut it enough, so that's why it didn't cook properly.
Quite right. So, it was a triumph of quantity over quality. You get a big wad, as our friend McBird would say, but the wad wasn't the very quality wad.
No.
How about your explanation?
Well, I had a halloumi Caesar salad and some sweet potato chips, which were very nice. I enjoyed those. Well, the Caesar salad randomly had pepper in it. And I didn't want that. And I didn't think to say no pepper, because why would
don't
you?
Don't expect it in there anyway.
Not what, Caesar salad? Pepper? What? You know, it's really strange. So, anyway... the experience was a bit marred by the having to keep moving pepper onto the side of my plate bowl thing, which was a bit
sad,
annoying. And there was halloumi cheese, but it wasn't cut up and distributed evenly throughout the salad, which is what would have been nice. There was just
slapdash
two or three pieces of it plonked on top of the salad. So I ended up eating the cheese pretty much in one go. Well, not in one go, but you know, at the beginning of the experience.
Ela. Sorry.
Ela?
Go on.
What's Ela? What? What said Ela?
That's her name.
Okay, that's a bit random. This is named after Ealing Broadway, and they didn't want to keep saying Ealing Broadway, so they called it Ela.
Why would that be Ela, though?
I don't know. What? It was just a stupid joke.
But actually, she's called London Euston, but.
Maybe it's Elisha or Alicia.
Ah.
It's calming down a little bit now. It's not as bad as it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's like spotty whereas before it was like torrential.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you paying cash or card? You can bring the card to.
Card, please.
Bring the card machine to.
Please.
You.
Please.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we'll pay now, please. Should I pause the boo and then.
Well, we said it really, didn't we? We said it really. So.
Yeah, if I came here again, I would come again.
I would have a steak. Steak's good. Yeah.
But I would cut my cheese up.
Or bring your own food.
And distribute it. Bring my own food. Yeah.
That wasn't terrible. It's pub food.
It's what you machine. He bills £23 in the.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You know, it's that's what you expect, really. Can't really have high expectations in a pub. It's not a gastro pub, is it? Gastro pub.
No.
It's only a baby bear. No, it's not a gastro pub. It's just a
steak. Baby bear?
Yeah, cub.
Oh, I see.
Because the steaks are good, though. I've also had a good steak in it.
I can't remember what I had last time. Did I have a halloumi wrap or something?
I think you had something wrappish.
And it went.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go. We'll do another boo when we get home about the film.
Yeah, oh, and we didn't really fancy the puddings, do we?
No. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye bye, boo.
So we're back. We didn't give this a mark, so I think it's only fair that we do so. And I feel bad because I've known this pub for a long time, the staff have always been nice. But can only.
I think we should give the staff a 10.
Yeah.
No, let's give the staff a 10.
Yeah. The food, I'm afraid, can only really get a. It's cheap, though.
Hmm.
6.
I'd give mine a 7.
Okay.
Because they should have distributed the halloumi. And is that unreasonable? I'd like to know what fellow brewers think.
No, slapdash.
They should have cut your vegetables up.
They should have cooked the vegetables. It would be nice.
Yeah, but if they would have cut them up first, then they would have been cooked because they would have been much smaller pieces to cook, if you see what I mean. No, I'm not even an expert cook and I even know that.
It's got a 6 because of the water. Otherwise, it's got a 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want some more water?
Please. Okay, here, the water.
The water noises.
Thank you very much.
Now, it's a plastic jug, which some people would say, ooh, how manky and grim, and why isn't it a glass one? But I quite like having a plastic one, even though it probably doesn't look so nice.
Well, they're lighter as well.
Because they're not so heavy to pour out.
So if anyone in wherever the universe knows of a good place to have a Sunday lunch...
Boomiverse.
In West London or Central London...
Or Birmingham.
Or even the Midlands, the West Midlands, then please let us know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And particularly, another thing that's sort of... brought this place down a bit in the marking. They didn't do a vegetarian Sunday roast.
No, that was rubbish.
But actually, I think I've probably got a better deal with the salad in the end.
Yeah. Well, a good vegetarian restaurant would be nice to know. There is.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. And there must be things in London that are tubable.
Yeah.
Which is now a word.
Tubable.
So, yeah. Anything else to say?
No, that's it for now, thank you.
Shall I pause it then?
Goodbye.
We've only got a few seconds.
Goodbye.
Bye.